You must be willing to sacrifice who you are now to become who you are designed to be. Today on Growing Hope, we may step on a few toes as we talk about the raw and real truth of sacrifice and surrender to get to where we want to be.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are reviewing our options so we can build a foundation for balance. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because throwing out a little twisted encouragement every now and then is an encouragement to me. We all need a little more encouragement if we're going to get to where we want to be. And what's interesting about encouragement is that as you invest encouragement, you grow encouragement. So if you want to get a little daily encouragement from me, visit www.snarkyrainbows.com. And thank you for joining me today on this journey. I know that you're sacrificing your time right now to make this investment in me and with me. No matter what we're doing or where we're going, we're sacrificing something else to make it happen. Every action, activity, event, every whatnot, it takes away from every other action, activity, event, and whatnot. Because we have a limited amount of resources and we have a limited ability to do everything that we want to do because of those resources. When my oldest son was four, we made the decision to start homeschooling. I didn't know anything about homeschooling at the time, and I have a lot of funny stories about what I've learned over the journey. But my husband and I both knew that it was what we wanted to do and what we wanted to do for our family. It required me to sacrifice some of my time. It required me to sacrifice some of the activities that I wanted to do because I chose to be at home with the boys. But I gained a lot from the experience. When I decided to launch my full-time freelance writing career, I was still also homeschooling the boys. So I had to make different sacrifices, and new sacrifices had to balance with the old sacrifices so that I could stay in balance in my journey. When something has value to you, then you find a way to make it work. When it comes to reviewing our options in life, we have to evaluate what we're willing to sacrifice and what we're willing to surrender to make it all work. So, one, what will you surrender so you can have more time? Two, what will you surrender so you can have more space? Three, what will you surrender so you can have more money? Four, what will you surrender so you can have more focus? And five, what will you surrender so you can have more engagement? Around where I'm from, it's officially football season. I know this because the sermon includes analogies involving football. That's how I know when it's football season, because I'm not a football fan. There was a time when I knew it was football season because it was getting cooler. But since then, everybody's messed with the school season. Now the school season is longer, so football season is longer. Or maybe it just feels that way to me. But in the South, football is important. People sacrifice to make the games work for them. People sacrifice to include the games in their lives. Brides will sacrifice their wedding date to a ball game, especially a special ball game. And if they don't change the date of their wedding, then they will have less attendance for that special day. That's just the way people prioritize football in this area. I was recently part of a WordCamp organizational team in Birmingham. And for the same For the last few years, we've done it around the same time. And last year's conference happened to fall during apparently important football games because one of the vendors brought a projector. And it was amazing in between these sessions with all these amazing people around them and all this incredible information being thrown at them. People were staring at the wall. But you make sacrifices for the things that are important to you. No matter what it is, if it's important to you, you find a way to make it work. If you want to change your direction, you're going to have to change what you sacrifice. Only you can make the choice of what is most important, but you have to make that choice if you're going to move from where you are to where you want to be. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll measure the cost of sacrifice. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, where we are reviewing options by weighing the cost of sacrifice and importance of surrender. I am Catherine Lang, resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. If you need some help defining your options, let's talk. Visit CoachForFocus.com to learn more. We are bolder and stronger and more focused when we work together. So when we're looking at how we're sacrificing, we need to be thinking about the people around us that we're sacrificing for and that we are sacrificing. Plus, we want to find the people around us that are going to encourage and support us on this journey. We can't do it alone. We're not supposed to do it alone. That's the thing. We aren't designed to do this journey on our own. We're designed to go together. And that's why it's so important that we come together and encourage each other. And encouraging you encourages me. And when you're encouraged, I'm more encouragement. Because encouragement begets encouragement. And we all need more encouragement if we're going to live out our big dream goals. Pursuing anything requires commitment. It requires investment. It requires that you choose one thing over something else. That means that something is going to have to be sacrificed if you're going to choose your big dream goals. You'll have to give up energy and focus to be able to take the steps you need to take. When you're reviewing your options in life and for this big dream goal life that you desire, there are things that you want to think about that are going to allow you to build your balanced life. You want to take stock of what you're willing to do and what you're willing to do with what you have. So first, What are you willing to sacrifice to create more time in your life? Okay, you can't create more time in your life. But you can make a better way to use the time you have. You can find a way every day to invest the 24 hours that you're given in a better way. You can't change the amount of time that you're given, but you can change the way that you use the time. And the way that you choose to change how you use the time will make the difference in your world. If you want to create world domination, then you have to manage the time you have. When I got my smartphone, I loaded up some fun games. I mean, they were don't really acquire a lot of thinking type games, but I found I could play those when I was waiting in line for something or when I was watching TV with the family, which is also one of those doesn't take a lot of thinking kind of experiences for me. And one day I was reviewing my to-do list and what I was attempting to do, and I was complaining because I didn't have enough time to do it. And it didn't make sense to me because now the kids are older, they can do things for themselves, and amazingly, I felt like I had less time now that I had less things I had to get done than when I had more things to get done because I had toddlers running around everywhere. So what had changed in my life? I mean, there's no way that I accomplished all that I did and I couldn't accomplish it now. Something had to have changed. And I looked at my phone and realized the phone had changed. I used to use TV time to do crafts, little chores around the house, or some other activity during the commercial break. You know, remember commercial breaks? But now I was investing that time in these games. So the moment I realized how much of my time was being spent on these games, I deleted them. I deleted them all. I had to sacrifice my little games. And then when I did, I made room for the little bit more, the little bit activities that I wanted to do that would get me to where I wanted to be. What will you sacrifice to make more time in your day? What will you sacrifice to make more space in your home or in your schedule? I began collecting stuffed animals before I knew I was collecting stuffed animals. My brother gave me my first stuffed animal when I was born. He gave me one of his, a little stuffed bunny, and I still have that stuffed bunny today. But over the years, I started collecting them in all occasions. By the time I had children of my own, I had around 200 stuffed animals or more. But I made use of them by decorating the children's room in a jungle theme. And I hung all the animals from the vines. Despite my amazing design, my boys eventually outgrew the stuffed animal theme. So all of my stuffed animals got put into storage in the attic. Until the tornadoes of 2011. That one event really taught me a lot about making choices and making decisions. And this time, I had to weigh the importance of the stuffed animals. Even though I loved them and I could tell you the stories behind every single one of them, I knew that it was time. And so I passed them all on to people that could appreciate them and could enjoy them. And in doing so, I not only blessed people, but I made room in our home for future blessings. What are you willing to surrender to make more space for your future blessings? The third thing is, what are you willing to sacrifice to make more money? Making more money doesn't mean that you have to increase your income, but you can do that. Making more money is sometimes about cutting the things around you, cutting the excess, or just cutting. Have you ever played the pantry game? About every quarter or so, I'll commit to not buying any more items for my pantry. I won't buy any groceries at all except the basic perishables like milk. All the meals have to come from the pantry elements. Now, it takes me time to play the game. I have to inventory everything in the pantry and I have to be aware of what I've used each time. And then I have to go and search out recipes to use to cook recipes that give me a starting point, because let's face it, I'm not going to follow a recipe. I can sometimes go a full month before I have to break down and go back to the grocery store. I sacrifice what I would normally do, which is go to the grocery store, in order to make use of what is in my pantry. So what will you surrender to make more money flow into your life? The fourth thing is, what will you sacrifice to create more focus? I vote for football. No, seriously, I'm not a huge football fan, but I can get caught up and spiral into that game like nobody's business, you know? Spiral, get it, right? Okay, so everyone else will be watching and talking about football, so I'll start watching and talking about football so I can be part of the conversation. But my competitive spirit gets in the way. I invest in learning about the personalities of the team, and then I judge them. You know, this is a good team and this is a not so good team, or this is a good team and a bad team. And if the good team and the bad team are up against each other, I get invested in the game. And then if it doesn't go the way I expect it to go, I can't sleep. That focus could be so much better utilized in pursuing my big dream goals. So I'm voting that I sacrifice football. Now, sometimes the sacrifice is painful and sometimes it's just uncomfortable. In my case, I'm not able to talk about football games in these events and these activities that I go to, but it's okay because I have that focus in another place. So what will you surrender to have the focus that you want? And finally, what are you willing to sacrifice for more engagement? Everything worth doing and worth being is founded in and on relationships. If you're going to increase your relationships, you're going to have to find ways to connect and engage. I was invited to attend an event from a writing friend at a co-working night in a local town. One of the sessions that night was going to be focused on writing. Perfect example, a perfect time for me to go make connections, right? But because I had to drive there, I had to miss dinner with my family in order to attend the event. The event also required that I spend money to get to the event, but going allowed me to meet new people that I might not have otherwise ever met, and it allowed me to take a step in a new direction in my writing. What are you willing to sacrifice? You can have the life that you desire if you really want it. Walking down that path will keep you walking down a different path. It seems obvious when we look at it like that, and yet we still want what we want. We just don't want to do different to get there. There is no way to have it all. You can only determine the better way for you to use what you have. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books. books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and CompTech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Growing Hope, where we are sacrificing and surrendering to build a balanced foundation and reviewing our options to get to where we want to be. I am Catherine Lang, here to dare you to live out your big dream goals. If you're looking for tips and resources to get there, visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more. You have limited resources, so you have to allocate in a way that's going to work for you. If it doesn't work for you, you won't work it, and it won't get you to where you want to be. You have what you have, and you have to find the right way for you to use what you have and to grow you in the direction that you want to go. No matter how much you have to make choices on how you're going to sacrifice and move in the direction you want to go. They're going to try to tell you what's right for you, but they don't know you. They are not you. You have to decide for you. I was invited to lead a group at church, and it's something that I really wanted to do. It's a step that I really wanted to take, but the lesson plan was not exactly my passion point, but it was a step in the direction I thought I needed to go. So I said yes. About a week later, I was invited to lead a group that was focused on helping people unlock their heart seed and live their purposeful lives. I mean, it was right up my alley. And it was the same time as that church group that I'd already committed to leading. So now I had sacrificed the opportunity in my passion point to do something that wasn't in my passion point. Sometimes the sacrifices that we make don't move us in our best direction. They move us in a good direction, but not in our best direction. We have to measure what we're doing and where we're going so that we can live the designed life that's for us. Don't get caught up in what they tell you to do. Choose for you. Review the options ahead of you by weighing the sacrifices that each of those options are going to require. Know what you're going to have to give up and what you're going to have to surrender. You have 24 hours a day. What will you sacrifice to make a way to use that time to move you closer to your unique design? You have limited space in your home and in your life. What will you sacrifice to make room for the unexpected blessings that are coming towards you? You have a finite amount of money. What will you sacrifice to cut your expenses or to allow you to bring in more money? You have a limited amount of focus, a limited ability to focus. So what will you sacrifice to hone your focus in a different direction? And you need relationships. It's all about relationships. So what are you willing to sacrifice to make the time to invest in the relationships and grow in engagement in those relationships? I want to have a national radio show. I want to have a multi-acre show garden. I want to have an event-ready home. I want it all, and I want it now. Of course, if you've ever read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or if you've ever seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know that whole I want it all kind of attitude doesn't end well. And there's squirrels in that, so you know I enjoy that particular scene. Every choice we make requires a sacrifice from something else. Could I have all the things I mentioned? Yes, if I determine that I am truly willing to sacrifice and surrender what it's going to take to make it so. And then I have to make the choice to take the actions, again, requiring sacrifice, that's going to bring it to life. No matter where you want to go or what you want to do, you have to determine what you are going to do, what you're willing to sacrifice, what you are ready, willing, and able to surrender to make it happen. Thank you so much for joining me as we make room and make a way for our balanced life. When we develop balance, then we can stand strong no matter what we face. I look forward to hearing about your journey, so reach out to me by email at contact@growinghoperadio.com, or you can find me on social media. I'm Catherine C. Lang on Twitter, or join the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group. Until next time, remember that it's your choice. Nobody can tell you what to do. Invest in being a blessing and find the blessings wherever you go.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.